Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief, and oft escaped the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me seek his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from Mount Pisgah's lofty height, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I'll drop and rise, to seize the everlasting prize, and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Well, thank the Lord for prayer. I sure am glad that I can go to him with a world of care. And he bids me. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? He bids me. He wants me to come to him. He wants me to approach him with boldness, the Bible says. And I can approach a throne of grace. If it's a throne of grace, that means you can find grace. And you can find mercy and help in a time of need. Boy, thank God for prayer. I'd just like to welcome you to the message and to the broadcast. And I trust that you have been praying. I trust that you've been praying for our church family, for the prayer requests that are mentioned on the sheet that come out today. And I trust that you'll avail yourself to that and be thankful for the praise that we have on there, but also for the prayer requests that are mentioned for our health care providers. All that the Lord might continue to protect them and keep them. And also for all the essential employees and those that we, you know, the grocery stores and other places. I thank God for them. Gas stations. Thank God the gas is cheap. That's a blessing. And not too many places to go, but at least gas is cheap. And it's something that we could be thankful about. And we definitely need to be praying for our pastors that are standing for what's right, for the truth. Across this nation, across the world, our missionaries, and that the Lord strengthen them and help them in these times, and for their people as well that they've reached and that we've had a part in reaching. Oh, may the Lord help there in those areas, and also for those in need of salvation. Oh, we definitely need to be praying for those folks, and may the Lord help us to ever be ready to give out a gospel witness when we can, and always have a track with you. There may not always be times where you can speak, but you can either leave a track or give someone a track if they'll take it these days. And there's still people out there that are willing to receive a gospel witness and a gospel track in these days. And may the Lord help us to be ready to share the hope that we have in us. And why that we can have joy in these difficult times. And it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of his love and his mercy in our lives. And may the Lord help us in these days to be soul conscious. And the Lord has helped us. And by his grace, we were able to send out 715 gospel tracts through the mail this week into our area code, there, our zip code. And thank God for that. I pray for folks to read those tracts and to be encouraged by that and to seek the Lord in their time of need. And the Lord knows the need of each person's heart. And may we ever be ready to do what the Lord would have us to do to reach the lost in these difficult times. And please be in prayer as we're waiting for more tracts to be shipped and to come in, and more will be going out. And may the Lord help us to reach those for the cause of Christ. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I thank you for these opportunities and these blessings that you've given us to be able to serve you. And Lord, to be able to live for you in these difficult times, in these challenging times. Thank you, Lord, for your presence with us. Lord, not one moment have I felt all alone. Not one moment have I felt that you're not there with me. And Lord, I sure am glad that you walk with me. And Lord, I sure am glad that I can open my Bible and let you talk to me, dear Heavenly Father, through the pages of your Word. And Lord God, I pray that you help us to come to you with all our cares, with all our burdens, Lord, and not to neglect such great a privilege we have to approach the throne of grace and to just unload all our cares upon you, because you careth for us. Thank you for your promises. Thank you for your provisions, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, you've been so good to us in these times. Oh God, dear Heavenly Father, you've taken such good care of each and every one of us. And Lord, help us not to be ungrateful for the goodness that you've given us and the provisions that you've provided for us in these times. Lord, I do thank you for our members here at Friendship Baptist Church. Lord, I thank you for each and every one of them, Lord. I thank you for their faithfulness to you through these times. And Lord, I do pray a hedge of protection about them, Lord, that you have mercy on them. And for others that are joining from across the world and in different places in the U.S., we thank God for you as well. We're praying for you that God have mercy on you and that we may ever keep our eyes on the Lord and stay focused on the prize and press toward the mark. And dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. There is heaven that's coming soon. And Lord, I pray that for your soon return. And Lord, that would be a wonderful thing, even today, Lord, come quickly. And we are thankful for all that you're doing in our lives and in the ministry here, and for the blessings and opportunities that you've given us to serve you in these challenging times. Lord, I pray that you bless the preaching now. Lord, that you bless the hearer. And oh God, that you might remove all distractions, Lord, and that we might be able to focus on your word and allow your word to do a perfect work in our heart. And Lord, I pray and all these things and give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. If you would like to find your place in your Bible and would like to turn to Job chapter 1, Lord willing, with his help, we're going to finish Job chapter 1. We started a few weeks ago there and Job chapter 1 and on this theme of praying in perilous times. And we're definitely living in perilous times and we ought to be praying even more now than ever before. We should be praying. And I just wonder, are we? Are you praying more than you were before? Are you reading God's Word more than before? Or have we found other things to occupy our mind? And the Lord bids us, think about the song there, Sweet Hour of Prayer. He bids us to come to Him. And that'd be a shame to neglect such a privilege in these perilous times that we can come to the Lord in prayer. I trust you found your place in Job chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse 13. And there was a day when his sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them, and the Sabians fell upon them, and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God is fallen from heaven and hath burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, thy sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house. And it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshiped. And he said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Like I said, we've been studying and preaching on this subject of praying in perilous times. Over the past weeks there, we noted how that our beliefs, what we believe, will affect our conduct. And our conduct will ultimately affect our walk with the Lord and our prayer life. If you remember, Satan accused Job of being a fair-weather Christian. Satan told the Lord that if he would take away the hedge that he had set around him, that Job would curse God to his face. As we just read, though, we see that the Lord allowed Job to be tried. Job's beliefs and conduct, they were right before the trial, and they would remain right during his trial and after his trial. Job literally faced the most devastating day of his life. He lost it all. He lost his wealth and his children in one day. Yet he still praised the Lord. And the Bible says that in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You see, his beliefs and his conduct were right before his trial. And his beliefs yielded a right response in his time of despair. Job said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to think for a few minutes, and I want us to study here on these words that Job said. This is what he said in his worship. Remember, prayer is worship. We're worshiping the Lord when we pray. And he worshiped the Lord. And what did he say? He said, The Lord gave. The Lord gave. If you and I have anything today, if we have any opportunity, if we have any wealth, if we have any amount of health, it's because God gave us our being. He made us and not we ourselves. Oh, there's a lot of people, if you listen to them long enough, they'll brag how they've done this and how they've done that and how they've accomplished all these things. But the Bible says in Psalms chapter 100 and verse 3, it says, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Job, he recognized that anything he had or ever had or ever will have or anything that he had ever accomplished came from the mighty hand of God. Job lifted his voice in humility in the most devastating day of his life, and he said these words, The Lord gave. How have we responded to the circumstances that we faced during these difficult times? The first thing that Job did as he faced the most devastating day of his life, the first thing that he did, the first things that he says, he recognizes that God has all power and that God was the one who had given him all his previous blessings. He said, The Lord gave. Job blessed the name of the Lord for the good and the bad. What has our response been during these times? Have we blessed the name of the Lord for all that He's ever given us? Job went on to say, The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Think about these words. The Lord hath taken away. The same Lord that gave hath now taken away. It's the Lord that allowed this trial in the life of Job. And the same Lord has allowed us to face these difficult times in our lives. Just for a few seconds, let's consider what Job did not say. Job did not say, the Lord gave, and the Sabians and the Chaldeans have taken away. Job did not say, God made me rich, and the devil made me poor. No, Job said, he that gave hath taken away. Job worshiped God in both the abundant times and in the times of great want. When all was gone, he fell down and he worshiped. Oh, may we learn from this. Our difficulties and our disappointments in this life should not divert us from turning to the Lord. These challenging times should quicken us to fall down before the Lord and worship Him. Job not only recognized the hand of God in his afflictions, but he blesses the name of the Lord and gave glory to His name. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Job's thoughts of the Lord had not changed. Job acknowledges that even though his circumstances had changed, the Lord is still the same, and He's worthy of our praise and adoration. Job blesses God for what was given, though now it was taken away. Boy, how about us? How about us? Do we bless the name of the Lord for what we've been given by the merciful hand of the Lord? Boy, I think about a young child. If you give them a sucker, and man, they just open that sucker up and they start licking on that sucker, and they're just having the time of their life, and they get about halfway done and you take that sucker away from them. Are they going to be thankful? Are they going to be thankful for all the previous licks they had, for the time they had with that sucker, or are they going to get upset? And they're going to get mad because that sucker had been taken away. The Bible says in Psalm 68:19, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. That means you better stop for a minute. You better think about what's just been said. You better think about what God says here in Psalm 68:19. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. The psalmist here blesses the Lord who daily. That means every day, not just in the good times and the times of plenty, but also in the times of great need and the times of great difficulty. Every day, the Lord loadeth us with benefits. Oh, in the good days, in the bad days, He daily loadeth. Every day, Selah. Well, we better think about that. How good God's been to us. Not only does Job bless, but he adores God, even in the taking away. And he gives Him honor by willing submission to what's happening in his life. And then we get to verse 22. And the Holy Spirit testifies of Job. He says, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. I would like to read from a commentary on this verse. What does that imply when it says, in all this, Job sin not? Pay close attention, because this right here, these few words here really spoke to me and spoke to my heart. In all this, Job sin not. He did not give way to any action, passion, or expression that would be offensive to his Maker. He did not charge God with acting unkindly towards him, but felt as perfectly satisfied with the privation which the hand of God had occasioned as he was with the wealth and help which that hand had bestowed. This is the transaction that gave the strong and vivid coloring to the character of Job. In this and in this alone, he was a pattern of patience and resolve. In this Satan, and well, listen to this, in this Satan was utterly disappointed. Why? Because he found a man who loved his God more than his earthly portion. This was a rare case. Even in the experience of the devil, he had seen multitudes who bartered their God for money and their hopes of blessedness in the world to come for secular possessions in the present. He had been so often successful in this kind of temptation that he made no doubt he should succeed again. He saw many who, when riches increased, set their hearts on them and forgot God. He saw many also who, when deprived of earthly comforts, blasphemed their Maker. He therefore inferred that Job, in similar circumstances, would act like the others. Oh, but how he was disappointed. And then this commentary says, reader, has he, by riches or poverty, succeeded with thee? Art thou pious in wealth? And art thou patient and contented when in want? Boy, I had to ask myself this question. Is Satan disappointed with me? Is Satan disappointed with you because of how we have responded in these challenging times? Or is he before the Lord saying, I told you so. I told you. Oh, may the Lord help us in these difficult times to be filled with praise and adoration unto our Lord. I've said this before. God was good before the pandemic. He sure has been good during the pandemic. And He will forever be good after it's all said and done. Oh, may the Lord help us to pass the test of our faith in these difficult times. Oh, if you've sinned against the Lord, if you've charged God foolishly, then I urge you to humble yourself underneath the mighty hand of God and give Him all the glory. Prayer plays an important role in our worship. On the most tragic day of his life, what did Job do? He fell down and worshiped. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job will pass his test. The test of his trial with flying colors. Oh, I have to ask myself, and you must ask yourself as well, will the Holy Spirit testify of us the same way He did of Job? Will He say, in all this, they sinned not, nor did they charge God foolishly? How many people have left from serving the Lord because they've been disappointed by something the Lord had allowed in their life. How many people? I know people. I know Christian folks. That the Lord allowed certain things in their life. And they left off from serving the Lord because they were disappointed. They should have responded in faith. They should have ran to the Lord just like Job did. But they left off from serving God. How many people have quit going to church at all? They allowed themselves to fall prey to the devil's tactics. Look, I'm not minimizing anything that happened with these folks. And it surely must have been very painful times for them. But may I remind you that Job endured some painful times as well while he served the Lord. But he responded in faith instead of giving up on the Lord. How many times have I heard people sin against God and charge God foolishly for the things He's allowed in their life? Can I remind you that God did not sin against Job? And God did not do anything wrong against Job. Oh, how many times have I heard people blame God? They blame the preacher. They blame the deacons. They blame the Sunday school teachers. They blame the church for things that happened in their life. But I want to remind you that Job did not blame anyone for the devastation in his life. He didn't blame the Sabians. He didn't blame the Chaldeans. Job just responded in faith. He fell down and he worshiped God. He said, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." In all these things, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Oh, may the Lord help us to respond well when dealing with our adversities, when dealing with our own challenging times that we're facing. Oh, it's so easy to become critical. It's so easy to become unthankful, even for the past blessings of God and for the grace and mercy He is showing us now. May I remind you that Job's trial will come to an end. And Job will be used of God in a greater way than before. You know, the Lord is going to bring us through these challenging times. And may it be said of us that we stayed the course. We kept the faith. We kept our integrity. In all these things, we did not sin against God, and that we did not charge God foolishly. James 5:11 says, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy." Our hope is in the Lord. Why? Because He's very pitiful and He's of tender mercy. Remember, the story of Job was recorded for our benefit. It was recorded and preserved for our learning. There's so much that we can learn of Job, especially on the subject of praying in perilous times. Romans 15:4 says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." You see, Job's hope was in the Lord, and our hope is in the Lord as well. Job was not at the mercy of the devil. Thank the Lord for that. He wasn't at the mercy of the Sabians. He wasn't at the mercy of the Chaldeans. He wasn't at the mercy of the difficulties in his life. But he was at the mercy of the Lord. God will bring him through this trial. And it says in Job 42:12, "So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning." James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Oh, may the Lord strengthen you and keep you. Let's remain steadfast. Let's endure, because there is a better day coming. I'd like to leave you with the words of this song. It will be worth it all. Oft times the days seem long, our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur and despair. But Christ will soon appear to catch his bride away. All tears forever over in God's eternal day. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Sometimes the sky looks dark with not a ray of light. We're tossed and driven on, no human help in sight. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problem. Just go to him in prayer. Life's day will soon be o'er, all storms forever past. We'll cross the great divide to glory safe at last. We'll share the joys of heaven, a heart, a home, a crown. The tempter will be banished. We'll lay our burden down. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Job's wife, Job's friends, and Job's future family sure were glad that Job stayed the course and remained steadfast through his trial. Our families, our children, our neighbors, our community will be blessed because we stayed the course and kept the faith in these difficult times. May the Lord help us to stay faithful. May the Lord keep you and bless you.